Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. But we're going to go to Ukraine. Let me give you some updates. And sad, but there's an opportunity, and we have got to increase our support for Ukraine. Let me tell you what's going on. It was just reported Ukraine is losing between 100 and 200 fighters a week. 100 to 200 fighters a week, especially in eastern Ukraine and the Donbass region. And when you hear about losses, fatalities, you multiply that by three to include casualties, which are wounded that are not killed, but are so badly wounded they can't go back and fight. So the report out of Zelensky himself, 100 and possibly 200 killed, that means 300 to 600 a week being killed and wounded. Russia is now using more deadly weapons of war. First of all, they put in 12 battalions in there. They have plenty of men. There's 145 million people in Russia. There's only 45 million in Ukraine, and 10% of them are refugees, and they've gone away. The Ruskies are now dropping 1960s-era anti-ship missiles. They had been used with nuclear warheads in the past. Now they're using non-nuclear warheads with their KH-22 missiles designed to take out an aircraft carrier. And they're just going around and dropping this stuff. It's very imprecise. It's highly inaccurate. And it kills everything in sight. And they're just dropping it all over eastern Ukraine and the cities. Each one of them weighs six tons. You know how much 6 tons is? 12,000 pounds. Well, Zelensky is asking us, well, and let me just, before I tell you what Zelensky is asking us, they're also using flamethrowers in Luhansk. Those are deadly, and against civilian populations, we use flamethrowers in the Pacific in the Second World War, and the Germans, the Nazis, used them in Europe. But there'd be a bunker with Japanese troops firing our people, and the flamethrowers would go up, and they would just flamethrow into the bunker, and that's the end of the bunker. They're doing that with civilians in eastern Ukraine. Zelensky is asking us for a lot more, and I support him 100%. He says, first of all, drop all Russian banks from the SWIFT system, not just a couple. The SWIFT system is an international system of banks, something like 10,000 banks. And if you're not on it, we've dropped Iran from it. We've dropped North Korea from it. It's hard to have a modern society. With Russia, we've only half done it so that the Germans can continue to buy oil from Russia and have an account to deposit into. Well, that's too bad. Drop them from SWIFT, all of them. All of them. Sanction all Russian companies, not just a few. He asked to sanction all Russian politicians and even judges. I say sanction all Russians. Cut off all visas for anybody who's Russian, and if they're in this country, throw them out. Throw them out. Cut out business relations with Russia. We let our pharmaceutical companies sell in Russia, supposedly for humanitarian reasons. How humane is Russia? They're bombing people who try to get pharmaceuticals into Ukraine. Stop the pharmaceutical companies from trading in Russia. We're giving visas still to people, you know, musicians and athletes. Stop it. Ostracize them. And then what we've got to do is give them much stronger anti-aircraft, anti-ship, and anti-tank, and anti-infantry missile launchers. There are three families of missile launcher. One can go 25 miles, one can go 50, and one can go 300. Initially, we only gave them javelins, which you have to home in on the tank itself. Then we gave them 25-mile launchers, multi-launchers. Now we upgraded to 50, but they're not really in the field yet. Give them the 300-mile one. Let them sit elsewhere in Ukraine, and these battalions in the Donbass rain missiles on them. Ukrainsky says they're low on ammunition, almost out of ammunition. Here's what's going on. The Russians are, first of all, destroying the cities in eastern Ukraine. You look at some of the TV. These buildings have been destroyed. It's uninhabitable. Then they send in, after they've murdered all the civilians, send in Russian troops and say, we now control it. Then they find a few people who they install as their puppets, who are pro-Russian, who then go, we're going to issue Russian passports. We're Russian now. You got to teach school in Russian. We got to redo the curriculum. Then what they're doing is blockading the ports on the Black Sea of Ukraine that are used to ship wheat and other foodstuffs. There is an historian that you have seen on MSNBC and elsewhere, I'm sure, named Snyder at Yale University. Snyder, I think very highly of Snyder. He's written some excellent books on fascism, a Yale historian, Timothy Snyder. And he says that Putin's objective is to, quote, starve Asia and Africa to help him conquer Ukraine. Ukraine produces something like 10% of the world's wheat, sunflower oil, barley, and a lot of other things. People in Somalia and in Africa will starve. And Russia goes there grinning at them and says, well, if you just tell the United States to stop sanctioning Russia and let us torture Ukraine, we'll give you food. That's what's happening. Now, I got news for you. Early on, Biden was magnificent. He put NATO together. He stood up to Russia. But he was stabbed in the back by the Tucker Carlsons and by the Kevin McCarthys, by the Josh Hawleys, by the Republican Party in this country. And then at the same time, he's stabbed from the front by Germany and France, who are just collaborators with Russia, and we finally forced them out of that a little bit. So he had to be careful what he did. We should have imposed a no-fly zone right away. Well, we didn't, but we can give them 300-mile missile launchers, take out their ships. The second thing we can do, our Navy, escort ships, grain ships into the Black Sea, go through the Dardanelles. Turkey controls them. They say you can't come. Say, shut up, and go through anyway. And you can flag the grain ships with Turkish and Egyptian flags, put into the ports, get the grain, and go out. And you tell Putin, one of your guys fires on us. That's the last thing he ever does. We've got to do something. We cannot stand by and let the Republican Party continually stab a wartime president in the back who's doing a wonderful job standing up to the Ruskies, then let them starve African parts of Asia, the poorest parts, and say as the price to not starving them. And by the way, Russia's just stealing Ukrainian grain and selling it themselves in some markets and keeping the money. Get Zelensky the missiles he needs, get him more planes, take out those ships, let him bomb the places where Russia is bombing them, which is in Russian territory, but it's not populated. Hit back at Putin. We're coming to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.